one of the things that is that potentially could be a critical factor in Parkinson's disease, although it may not help in terms of Parkinson's therapy. So I would also tell anybody who is has Parkinson's disease to talk to their children and their grandchildren and their nieces and nephews about having men get their iron assessed, their iron storage assessed clinically early in life, so that if they're accumulating iron, they can offload that iron by donating blood to the Red Cross. This is one of the things that is sadly underappreciated, is how iron toxicity can be a cause of heart disease in men particularly, and in heart disease in postmenopausal women. When women stop menstruating, they start accumulating iron like men do in their 20s. And so 20 to 30 years of iron accumulation can actually get to the point where you start to spill the iron, and then your entire health starts to deteriorate very, very rapidly, including your cognitive function.
So actually donating blood to the Red Cross can be a huge benefit to a person.
Oh, yes. As a matter of fact, when I was doing volunteer work for the AIDS community, they did a study where they were giving antibodies from people with high antibody counts to people who had low antibody counts. They were transferring antibodies. And the people receiving the antibodies actually didn't get any benefit at all. But the people donating them actually got benefit. And so this is a common thing. I give blood, you know, 3 times a year, you know, 4 times a year regularly, and have for a long period of time, because I know that this is the best way to get rid of iron. And so if you're male and you're, you know, in your 30s, ask your doctor to give you a ferritin test, a serum ferritin test. And if you want, you know, a transferrin saturation and a TIBC, which is a total iron binding capacity test, they're all relatively cheap. They just tend not to be included in a regular annual physical because your iron status changes so slowly over time. Normal blood tests that you get done by your doctor during your physical will measure the iron in hemoglobin, but it doesn't measure the stored iron, and the hemoglobin iron and the stored iron don't track with each other and oftentimes have nothing to do with each other. And so when you're anemic, you can actually have dangerously high levels of iron, but it's not getting from your storage form into the hemoglobin. And when the doctor puts you on iron supplements, this can actually threaten your life.
Oh, wow.
And so you need to measure your storage form of iron to know whether or not you need to take B12 and folic acid to solve your anemia, or whether you need to take iron to solve your anemia. And in men, this is critical because men, you know, we just don't menstruate, so all the only way we lose iron is to go out and fight wars, climb trees, you know, get a braided, you know, sliced and diced. And in this modern society, that happens so frequently that, you know, all kidding aside, you get this ferritin test. And if you come from a family with high heart attack rates in the males in their 50s and 60s, you will probably see that your ferritin will be high, and just start giving blood. And if you have, you know, HIV infection or hepatitis infection and they won't take your blood, just insist that every time you go see your doctor, the doctor takes a pint from you.
That's, you know, great.
And they just throw it away. And so you just offload that blood, and every time you do that, it drops your iron down a notch, and so your iron doesn't build up to the point that it causes a heart attack and you drop dead.
Wow.
And so there are high iron accumulators. It runs in families. It's genetic, and this correlates with, you know, heart disease and something called hemochromatosis, which is the clinical form. But I'm of the opinion that a lot of people die from a kind of subclinical hemochromatosis, and since iron toxicity is involved in Parkinson's disease, men need to get this assessed, and postmenopausal women need to get this assessed to see if maybe part of their long-term program should be offloading iron.
You mentioned that as a matter of routine, you give blood 3 times a year. Is that just preventative, or have you determined that you've got evidence of high levels of iron in your own system?
No, that doesn't run in my family, and I don't. I just do it preventative.
So it's a preventative.